Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
The College World Series, the field is set. Yesterday, Florida held off Wake Forest to earn their ticket to Omaha.
And that was a battle, home run fest with the Demon Deacons to force a game three. So look for Florida, man, coming in here swinging heavy bats.
Yeah, they got TCU on Sunday. All right.
Yeah, this weekend, so Friday's opening ceremony, Saturday, game one, first game of the series will be Cal State Fullerton versus Oregon State at 2 o'clock. The 7 o'clock game on Saturday is Florida State versus LSU. Now, Sunday, the games are at 1, which is Texas A&M and Louisville, and 6 o'clock, which is TCU and Florida.
And we're kind of excited for A&M because it's three former Huskers. Rob Childress is the head coach of Texas A&M. He was an associate coach at Nebraska from 98 to 2005, and then former players that are now assistant coaches, Justin Seeley and Will Bolt, two studs that got Nebraska to the College World Series as players in 01 and 02. So a staff full of Huskers with the Aggies.
Lots of people coming to town. So the additional details are being revealed in an in-custody death that happened. Medical examiner has ruled out blunt force trauma in the June 5th death of a 29-year-old man. He was tased 12 times by Omaha police during an altercation near 60th and Center. The Douglas County District Attorney says he is awaiting autopsy results and other investigative reports before deciding how to move forward.
That'll be the question.
The
They'll case. Be like, did he have a heart attack, you know, from the tases? I think they tase you until you comply is the idea.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know you could tase somebody 12 times, though. That does seem
It's supposed to work.
Yeah. No, you know, I mean, it's just like the fact that they had to go back 12 times. You're like, that must mean that the taser was not like, I don't think that would drop you.
There's not a sweet science with tasing. They don't know how people react. They don't know what drugs you're on.
They don't know either.
They don't know. That's why taser's kind of like, it's dicey, but remember, it's supposed to be non-lethal. They're like, well, we could have drawn a gun. We didn't shoot. We didn't use lethal force. We went to the taser.
We need something like goop. You know what I mean? Just a big sticky thing.
Like
goop.
Freezing,
not even freezing
gel.
Something that just
stuff that like
goopy.
Superheroes use. Like Spider-Man used to be able to shoot a big net.
Yeah,
right.
Just something like that. Just take out a big fishing net or something. I mean, I don't know.
Well, there's still some investigation to go. Preliminary autopsy results are raising more questions. So this man was considered mentally ill. He was suffering from schizophrenia, bipolar disorder.
You know, I could drop somebody with my paintball gun and no one's ever going to die.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd be, you would ball up.
It hurts.
That's what you got to do. Yeah, you got to ball up. Ball them up.
There's a story, supposedly some guy broke into someone's house and the wife grabbed her husband's paintball gun and lit him up. And they said when the police showed up, they could hear the guy screaming because she was still shooting him.
Oh, really?
Did you just have welts everywhere?
You could take somebody's eye out, but other than that, it's just going to leave welts, but it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
I'm saying you're going to go into defensive posture. I don't think you're going to be still hard charging.
Oh. Right.
Plus you don't know what the hell's hitting you. I mean, you know, it's all fear. And pain, maybe paintball, but because also you can mark them too. I mean,
right? You know which color is yours.
It's sort of like being a bank robber and the dye canister exploded.
Yeah,
and you're
absolutely
covered in blue paint.
Oh. Yeah. Tonight, you can learn about the total solar eclipse that's going to be coming in August. A physics instructor is going to be at the slowdown for a little Omaha Science Cafe. The eclipse is August 21st. The talk tonight down at the slowdown is at 7 o'clock. People are getting all geeked up.
How about just go down there and check out all the excitement, the pre-College World Series excitement down there at the slowdown, and you might meet an attractive nerd.
There you go.
See?
There
you go.
It'd be a twofer.
Two birds, one stone. Jury in Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial continues deliberations today. Jurors were sent home yesterday. They deliberated for 4 hours, but failed to come up with a verdict. What the jury is weighing are accusations that the 79-year-old comedian drugged and assaulted a former Temple University employee back in 2004. The closing arguments yesterday, prosecutors described Cosby as a calculating sexual predator. His defense team, on the other hand, called Cosby's relationship with the woman consensual and pointed to inconsistencies in her story. It was a pretty quick defense. That day, the attorneys rested their case after just a few minutes.
Like because 6 minutes and done.
Without Cosby ever getting up and speaking.
Cosby,
right? Was ever even considered that he would get up and
thought he was going to. Yeah,
I had heard from the get-go that he wasn't, but I guess you hold out hope. But, I mean, a lot of times in cases like that, I'm surprised that they wanted him to.
Why not? Could he get up there and do a stand-up act?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
And like obviously the prosecution is going to get to cross-examine.
Right.
But if the defense
just keeps
you
him
just
up
open
there.
Up with a whole like
some pudding.
Hey, what have you been up to? Like set up questions like you're on Leno.
Yeah.
And
he just does
chumming the crowd and doing his act, and people are like, he's hilarious.
I mean, how can you be mad at him? He's so funny. I know, he just starts doing a reboot of the Bill Cosby himself comedy album, and everyone's just dying because it's like, oh, he's going to talk about the chocolate cake for breakfast.
Even the jurors who thought he was so guilty are like, I love this bit.
Oh, this is so good. It's when he's giving breakfast to the kids, but he gives them chocolate cake because he figures it just has all the stuff that breakfast would have in it anyway. Oh, and his wife gets so mad. It's funny.
Yeah, but they decided not to. I guess they're better lawyers than we are.
Well, I didn't find law school that difficult when I didn't go. Golden State Warriors are NBA champs again. Second time in three seasons in the NBA Finals. Kevin Durant led the Warriors to the title. He came to Oakland to win. So 39-point performance on his way to becoming the Finals MVP. And people who have arthritis pain in their knees might be able to get relief from a new procedure, a therapy called cooled radio frequency ablation.
I saw this on the news last night.
It's like what, an injection?
It's a procedure using radio frequencies. Yeah. It targets off the nerves and sends to turn off the nerves that send pain signals to the knee, from the knee to the brain. Doesn't repair the knee, but it eases the pain for about 6 to 12 months. So it's not in lieu. Like if you really do need
surgery,
you know,
or something.
Knee replacement surgery, but this buys you time as far as like if you're just suffering from knee pain, this basically turns off the transmitter from your knee to your brain to say, ouch.
And it's not just the pain. They always talk about the problem with any kind of orthopedic injuries is the how inactive you become.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that now causes other problems of being unhealthy because you're just not active. People get they get hip replacement. The next thing you're running in marathons.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game changer. So this doesn't repair the knee, but it eases pain for about 6 to 12 months, which could be an answer for some people that aren't quite ready for knee replacement surgery.
Yeah, because they don't want you to get it right away. You know, because it doesn't last that long.
Yeah, because once you get it done, it's like,
to get it done again.
Right.
So they make you wait.
In the world of really do blondes have more fun? They may, but when it comes to taking things seriously, men prefer brunettes. There's a new study that comes out that says that when men were shown the same woman with different hair color, they thought that the blonde version of the woman was less competent and independent than her brunette self. So there's something, women who are blonde are overrepresented in corporate leadership compared to women with dark hair and even men with light hair. But apparently, the majority of men thought that brunettes would make better CEOs or senators or women of, you know, substance and power than their blonde counterparts.
But we hire more blondes, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there are more blondes in the workforce, but when actually asked whether or not they thought who was more competent at the job, men overwhelmingly chose brunettes.
Because the blondes are more fun, right?
Well, I think it's just that whole idea of blondes just seem less serious, maybe. They just have more fun.
Come on, let's get some cute, fun, yellow-haired ladies. And we'll get that brunette to do the money.
The dowdy
stuff. Let's put, what's her name, Peg? I don't even know what her name is, but put her in HR. And then we'll have the fun blondies. Up front. Just running around.
The secretary pool. She's so pretty to look at. She barely answers the phone, but man, she's easy on the eyes.
Is there a female equivalent to that? I mean, do you rank men by their hair color?
Oh, boy.
Maybe it wouldn't be hair color, it would be hairstyle?
I wonder if it's like, yeah, I wonder if it's hairstyle. Because it really wouldn't matter on color, I don't think.
It would be more a long hair versus short hair.
Right. Or no hair versus hair.
Or bald versus hair. And it would probably be the equivalent of, we understand the bald-haired guys are good in management roles.
Yeah, like, probably. Oh, why is that?
But they want the good-looking, full-haired guys.
For CEO. You know, you got to have that full head of hair being like, you know, if you see guys in power a lot of times, they have big, you know, great heads of hair.
Oh, I'm sure Trump thinks his hair has something to do with his success.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure.
Nobody spends that much time and energy holding on to what he has if you don't, you know. I mean, it's definitely, I think he spends a lot of time on his hair.
Yeah.
But well, yeah.
Do these stats irk you as a beautiful
she's
brunette?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's funny that it really, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. Let me just put it that way. When I read this, I was like, that doesn't surprise me that there is that sort of, I feel like everybody, each sex has their own, you know, subliminal thing that they dial into. And maybe for guys, it's the fact that blonde versus brunettes.
I don't know where it comes from. I used to think that I was only into brunettes, but man, blondes are, they certainly are a lot of fun.
Yeah. Them reds are fiery too. Me too.
Yes.
I was, I've dated them all.
Did it nearly kill you? Mine nearly killed me.
No. She's fiery.
That
might have
just been circumstantial. That might have just been you had it coming.
When did you date a redhead?
Oh, a long time ago.
What was his name?
Back in the day. Gary.
Oh.
No. Hey. That was back in the day. I dated one redhead. I guess a couple redheads in my life. And then brunettes. And then blondes. I always thought I was a brunette guy, too. I don't know. I think it was from the Archie magazines.
I don't think people have a type. I think it's a thing people tell you. Well, you must have a type. And it's like, it's not just the looks. It's the personality.
Oh, I think there are definitely people who have types.
Indeed is.
There are definitely people where it's like everybody they date looks almost exactly like the person that they dated before.
Really, not me. I don't think.
Oh, I've seen that. Where it's like you... It's hysterical because you're like, how do you manage to find similar looking human beings? You know, I mean, it's just
kind of look alike. There's really only kind of like four types of people.
Really?
Well, good luck.
Like, there's a little bit more.
I don't know. I don't think any of the ones I've dated really look alike.
Molly, did you only date guys that wear sweater vests your whole life?
Mm-hmm.
No, I never really had like a physical type. I don't really think I had a physical type. I mean, I have my like go-to, like I think that's good looking, but I never really had a physical type.
So you just kind of took them all on then? Didn't matter?
Sure. Just line them up and knock them down.
Like bowling.
I'm going to tell my husband on you.
Put it on the list.
He's coming to town.
We're going to have to meet for beers, and Peter will just never stop slapping you.
My boyfriend's back, and you're going to be in trouble.
Channel 94.1.
This is the one and only
The Big Party Morning Show.
Looks like Sunday's weather is going to be pretty good.
Okay.
Father's Day.
All right. Father's Day's on Sunday, and we have a grill to give away on Monday. And we just got to get you qualified. Just keep listening all day, all week, and we'll get that done for you. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Well, good. Father's Day's right around the corner. What's your idea? What's your plan?
I usually take my dad golfing, so.
That's so nice.
This is when we get to legally ask, who's your daddy?
My dad is Keith Crumry.
Okay.
Well, happy Father's Day, Keith.
Yeah. You bet.
It's pretty nice.
Win this thing. All right, so this grill is tricked out, all right? It's from Stereo West. It's got stereo. It's got all kinds of stuff to it. It's a $1,500 value. Whoa, is your dad a big griller then? Or is this just going to be for you?
No, I would give it to him.
Okay.
For sure, for Father's Day. I have an apartment, so that wouldn't really work out.
$1,500.
Okay. It is a little difficult.
$1,500
to get
you a nice
grill. I have those little propane tanks, like, for camping.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, hold on the line, sunshine. We'll get you all taken care of, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Right, I think you give your dad a $1,500 grill, you have earned the right to chill and let dad do all the cooking, which is what dad wants to do anyway. He wants to do the cooking.
Isn't it?
And looking ain't cooking.
Looking ain't cooking. I'm trying to teach that in the house now. Looking is not cooking. I won't let Wiley, I mean, she can do what she wants, obviously, but I am the griller. Mm-hmm. I do the grilling.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody touched the grill, but
nobody
this griller. Yes, she let her put some burgers on the grill.
Aww.
That was it. I do the rest.
Mm-hmm. And then you pushed her out of the way. Get away! Yeah, getting too familiar with my girl.
That's right. I even had her turn it on the other day, and I'm like, that's enough. Now I feel as if I'm giving her a little bit too much
control
of that grill.
Got to take those shoes back.
Yeah.
Hey. Control.
So, is it a propane grill?
Yeah, I have a propane grill / smoker. So it's one and two. And then I have a big giant smoker also. That's an old school one, which is my baby.
So she could easily fire that thing up without you then.
Yeah.
See, we don't have a propane. We've just got the charcoal. Dang. So I am like at a complete loss. He builds the chimney and does all that stuff.
Doesn't that
and I'm like,
frustrate you though, the time that it takes to get it going though?
No, because I like the taste better.
Well, we all like the taste better, but there is the convenience of gas. I mean, sometimes you just want to
light it up. That's what we do sometimes.
I've offered in the past. I've been like, hey, is this the year, you know, for Father's Day, I've offered to do the propane. And he is a purist. He's a charcoal guy. He knows it takes the extra time, but I think he kind of likes the time to himself.
Maybe in a couple hours when she's on the air, Molly, you can call in and be caller 9.
Yeah. Hello, am I caller 9?
Change your voice and score this grill
for your
daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. All right, so next chance to get qualified is going to be with the lovely Cheese. So make sure you stay tuned because we'll be doing it all day, all week. That drawing's on Monday, too, by the way.
Channel 94.1. Hello. What's going on? You're listening to The Big Party Morning Show.
Well, when it comes to entertainers, Diddy is the top earner, that is. $130 million is what Diddy made in the last year.
He just he's just working smarter, right? Is it harder or smarter? We don't really.
He just has all that money.
He didn't really think he was out there, but he's he's got his hands and everything.
Yeah, he's just got a lot of business ventures. I mean, he's producing a lot, and so that's what we're not seeing him singing as much. But he has translated that music career into a mogul of other kinds. $130 million. The closest person is Beyonce with $105 million is what she earned in the last year with that whole Lemonade endeavor. And then J.K. Rowling, she's the author of Harry Potter, $95 million. You know, she had that new book out last summer. And then Drake, $94 million. And soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo, $93 million. Rounding out the top 10, The Weeknd, Howard Stern, Coldplay, James Patterson, and LeBron James.
James Patterson, the writer.
Yes. He churns out those.
He just writes the same book over and over again.
Yes. The 4th of July. You're like, oh my God, it's another thriller. Oh my God, it's another thriller. I forgot that, speaking of thrillers, you know, Stephen King, I forgot that his Dark Tower series is coming in theaters this summer.
Oh, is it really?
August.
Oh, you know what? I just saw a trailer of it. Okay,
yes.
That's his? I didn't know that.
It's that Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey.
God, it looks dumb. It looks dumb.
That seems like a book they could really screw up.
Oh, they did.
I know, but...
By casting.
I always feel like that's such a sign of like how brilliant Stephen King is as a writer that you just can't translate it
off the page. I just saw the trailer. It's not
because
good.
He paints with words.
Yeah.
Right.
Matthew McConaughey, by the way, is the bad guy. No, he's
the
gunslinger.
Gunslinger.
The gunslinger. Yeah. I forgot that in so The Mist was on cable recently, and I forgot that in the opening scene of The Mist, like the first shot.
I love
the guys
movie.
As the storm is rolling in, he's painting the covers of all of Stephen King's greatest books.
Yep.
Oh, really? I guess I didn't know that.
And the he's painting the cover of The Gunslinger.
Okay, all right. I remember that now. Okay.
What's that actor's name? Thomas Jane?
Yes.
So basically, the backstory doesn't mean anything, but Thomas Jane is an artist who paints book covers.
Okay.
Well, and I just saw that The Mist is going to be a miniseries this summer.
How can you do that?
I don't know. I mean, apparently they're going to do a TV show on The Mist, and it's going to be coming out this summer.
The Mist is great. I mean, how do you
do
that?
I really dig it, man. It's one that when it's on...
It ruins
Spike
it.
TV, The Mist.
I need to stop. Maybe it's a different type of mist. Maybe it's a...
No, it's
the
from...
Mist tent.
It's already out, actually. Spike TV's The Mist, episode 1, and it's based on the book. So I don't know if they're just going to be able to delve in, but Spike TV Thursday, June 22nd.
I love
is
it.
When-
just take your time, man. You don't have to be that heavy. Oh my God, Eddie Izzard is on the CBS Morning Show right now. Molly,
I love him.
He's wearing makeup again.
He looks like his original, like back when he did. Because I saw him, and he has his face done. He looks like a power suit woman.
We love Eddie Izzard. Me and Molly saw him at the Orpheum. We were so excited, but he wasn't. in makeup when we saw him. Remember?
No.
Very ugly woman.
He's a very strident looking woman, but he does go full ugly. Makeup. I mean, he really does go full.
That's crazy. In. Yeah. So we love, if people aren't familiar, Eddie Izzard is a brilliant British comedian, and he is on the CBS Morning Show dressed like Janet Reno.
Yes. He's got a neck. I mean, seriously.
I mean, you could almost see him being like, I'm going as Janet Reno, but it's serious.
Wow.
Can't you see? Right. He almost looks like he's dressed to go in front of like a Senate Intelligence Committee. Like he's going to answer questions about memos. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like he put on his TV makeup. Like he's sort of like a manly looking woman that yeah. put got looks- that somebody was like, you're going to be on national television. You're going to be in front of a Senate intelligence hearing. You better put on some like TV makeup.
You look like a all right, so kids,
anyway, kiddos, the Miss TV series starts a week from Thursday. It's next mm-hmm. week.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know. I like the original Miss. I like the movie. I like the end where he has one bullet. You know, I like all that.
But it was such a good... The book,
yeah.
The story of The Mist was a short story,
okay.
but it was like a 300-page short story in the Stephen King book Skeleton Crew, which had a ton of short stories. It's really a great way to get into Stephen King if you've never read
Skeleton
any Stephen
Crew.
King by Skeleton Crew.
Okay.
It's like 8 short stories.
Or go borrow it from the library.
But The Mist was something to me that felt like it was too much story to fit into one movie.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I felt. So this, I'm excited about this Spike TV miniseries. Jamie Foxx revealed that he used to let Ed Sheeran crash at his place before Ed Sheeran became Ed Sheeran superstar. He did an interview with Entertainment Tonight, and Jamie Foxx said, I had Ed Sheeran sleep on my couch for 6 weeks. Before he made it, he came to my crib.
Really?
So did Anthony Hamilton, Nick Cannon, all these people. You gotta press anybody that's got that artistic feel, that touch. You've gotta lift them up.
That's
so apparently,
pretty cool.
Jamie Foxx is sort of, you know, I mean, he kind of plays patron to some of these guys.
That is,
I
awesome.
Think Jamie Foxx is so cool, and he earned it. By the way,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
he put the time in and came up the stand up route.
Yep.
And it's just crazy talented.
But he's, I was going to say, that's the thing. He's that old school talent where it's like, is there anything that Jamie Foxx can't do? Like, he's so wicked funny. But then on top of that, he's got that crazy great voice. And
yeah,
he can
it
sing. Feels like he can be really serious. He's a good actor, you know? I mean, I don't know. It's just really nutty.
He must be a good lover, too, because he's hanging on to
Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes.
Well, keep in mind that before him came Tom Cruise. So really, is the bar?
You're right. My apologies.
I mean, what a great position to be in, the guy after Tom Cruise.
Right. She's like, you are an amazing lover. He's like, really?
You have to be is not tired again and not have a headache as a man. Katie's like, hey, I'm willing to... We could do it once a week.
Yeah. Oh, honey, why so much? Let's not be overambitious.
Oh,
I don't want us to create. I don't want us to set standards that we can't
honey,
reach.
I'm working on my own stunts here. Mission Impossible 10. It's such an important film. I really would like to work out. Honey, Tom Cruise, who are you working out for? I'm your wife.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. I love you so much.
That's
American
pretty cool
Idol
of him, though. Okay.
Announced that they're coming back for a 16th season on ABC. And one of the stops before to get talent is going to be right back here in Omaha. People here can audition for a spot on the show August 29th. Times and location of the audition haven't been released, but online auditions are open to the public now. But Idol doesn't have a host yet, but we do know for sure that Katy Perry will be on hand on the judges panel. So that's two stops for her in Omaha because she's coming here for concert for her Witness tour.
So we do know that she's definitely coming to the auditions, is what you're saying?
Well, wouldn't it be? I mean, they always do. Don't you remember? They always go to those cities. I mean, it's always if they're going to.
It's always at the end, but is she a full-time judge? I didn't know that, really.
Yes.
Or is she just a celebrity guest judge?
She's on the judges panel.
Yeah. Okay.
That was the big get. They paid her millions and millions of dollars for when they made their
big
rollout.
That's why she's the one announcing the dates for the tryouts.
Okay.
Yeah. So she will be there. It'll be like regular American Idol where, you know, you walk in and you're like, oh my gosh. And it's like, here we are in Omaha, Nebraska. And then all of a sudden they show Simon Cowell and all those guys. That'll be Katy Perry. I don't know who will be sitting with her.
Yeah.
But she'll be here.
And single. She's single, isn't she?
Yes, she
is.
Come
on, Jeff. Save that girl.
Wow. Well, we can only hope that she really falls several rungs down to be in position for me to take a crack at her.
Party falls into that weird territory of wingman best friend / like pushy mother. Like you're getting too old to be single, Jeff.
Oh,
like every girl, every girl is always like, I mean.
Yeah.
You know, by August, her hair will have grown out.
Yeah.
It could be a nice
Your hair would have grown out.
My hair will have grown out.
A lot of growing.
Channel 94.1.